again, we don't have such a thing now. In fact, we never even received monies from churches directly until just a few years ago. As you can imagine, that completely turned upside down our accounting system at the executive committee, because we had always depended on the states to be the collection agencies and pass through the percentage they were willing to pass through. And so we've had to reconfigure our entire computer system just to even count individual churches, and we're going to have to go much further than that. And so a lot of that, I tell you frankly, a lot of that we hope that we never have to deal with. And so if I could be honest, we're dragging our feet. That's not the direction we're trying to head. We will go that direction if we have to, and if it becomes a must in a given state. And by the way, we're going to work with every state convention that'll work with us. So this is not an initiative on our part, if you will. But if, in fact, a state convention refuses to work with us in the traditional cooperative program, and as you know, the state of Texas already has 4 or 5 tracks, and the SBC has not did not respond. We did have an opinion, but you know, we've said okay. And it's my understanding that 63% of the money coming out of Texas is still coming through the traditional track, and I'm very grateful for that. But if in fact it goes farther to where there's no promotion of the Southern Baptist Convention missions, and there's no promotion of the cooperative program as a partnership working together, well, then we will be obligated. And at that time, again, we won't first so much solicit as just simply we will publicize how you could go about it. And that's when we'll have to decide, are there certain mechanisms that are necessary to help the individual churches?